We report the case of a 55-year-old man presenting with heart failure, who was diagnosed with cardiac immunoglobulin light chain amyloidosis by an endomyocardial biopsy, in whom pomalidomide corrected severe pleural effusion after resistance to both bortezomib and daratumumab. This case emphasizes the crucial role of endomyocardial biopsy in early diagnosis of cardiac amyloidosis, and suggests that pomalidomide may be an effective treatment for patients with light chain amyloidosis that is relapsed refractory to both bortezomib and daratumumab.